All right, I'm going to ask you about some specific areas, and then tell me about your map. And also, just, you sent us some pictures that are on the coasttocoastam.com website, which is a capsule of some of the things. And again, in terms of time-wise, which is so important to all of us, you have any idea when this could occur?
I believe we're in the changes now. And one thing that they did say is that they said that the changes would start in 1992. And I looked that up just to see what happened that year. And that's when we had the horrible earthquake in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
We also had terrible year tornadoes that year. We had Hurricane Andrew that year.
Did they foresee the tsunami of December 2004?
No. No, they didn't. They didn't. But you got to understand, George, too, you know, they've given these maps, and then they kind of speak, too, that there'll be many events that will happen during the times of changes. They did speak about tsunamis that will happen in Japan. Of course, that is off in the future.
Okay, but you think this is happening now. It's starting now.
Yes, yes. And again, you know, I can't overemphasize this, is that, you know, these things can change contingent on humanity's consciousness.
All right. Let me ask you some of these spots. Now, of course, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words, or you have to see these, but we're going to give you a capsule of some of these locations where all of you live. And again, this is not War of the Worlds. Don't jump off a bridge. But, you know, I want you to hear from Lori. Let's start again with the Pacific Northwest. What do you see there?
Well, they spoke about a massive mega earthquake that would happen really between Ellensburg and Central Oregon. And I don't know if that's a fault line that has yet to be determined or what. Of course, the Cascadia fault line, you know, is there, that subduction zone.
You see Seattle covered by water.
Oh, yes, yes. And what they said, George, is that the Cascade Range of mountains would become a series of islands.
Mm.
And that the coastline would go all the way into Spokane, Washington, a little town by the name of Lewiston.
Spokane will be the western coast?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my.
But early on, it was interesting. They spoke about a nuclear problem in Spokane. I don't know if it was, you know, a detonation, or if there was just a problem, maybe like with Hanford or something like that. But they talked about that there would be a problem in that area, a nuclear problem. But they also spoke about that there would be a peninsula of land that would move between the state of Idaho and out to Mount Shasta, forming kind of, you can see that on the map. And what was very fascinating about this prophecy is that I had several people throughout the year share with me that this was similar to one of Semyasi's prophecies, who worked with Billy Meyer and
mm-hmm.
his material. And they loved the maps. They thought that the I'm America maps are very credible because of this peninsula of land. And evidently Semyasi talked about this, that they used this for navigation.
Where's Oregon on this map?
Oregon is underwater.
The whole state?
Yes, it's a mega quake that they spoke about. It doesn't happen all at once, but there is one major one. And this was sort of interesting because later on they explained this to us as years, you know, went on and we asked them more questions. They talked about an underwater ocean that's underneath much of Oregon and also parts of Washington.
Already?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and they said that because of that sets in an overall weakness in those two states.
And down it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course you can see also in here Salt Lake City is a series of islands too.
All right, how about California? What happens?
Well, shortly, you know, after the pole shifts, this is interesting.
Now, the asteroid affects California, right?
Well, it does. It does, but the earthquakes will happen first in the Northwest.
Okay.
And then they move to California. And, you know, they didn't give us tremendous detail on the California quakes. But they did say that, again, that there would be a series of islands that would remain, you know, between Mount Shasta and then Gibraltar Island is what they call it. And this is where, you know, Yosemite Park is. And they said there'd be small islands in between there called the Pathway Islands.
Yosemite Park becomes the Gibraltar Island?
Yes.
And there's water all around it then.
I know. So it's Lake Tahoe area, Yosemite Park, and the Sequoia National Park.
What becomes of Los Angeles?
Underwater. And they call that, interestingly enough, the Bay of Harmony.
How about Las Vegas?
Underwater.
It goes in that far?
Yeah, it goes all the way up to Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, my God. Okay, yet California, the San Diego part, that stays? That's intact?
Yeah, San Diego stays. And again, they say that's going to be one of the places where the skies will first clear after the 2 years of rain.
That's interesting.
Hard to believe. I know, because with those types of changes, how San Diego would remain after that. They spoke about, you know, in Mexico at the Baja Peninsula, that would erode into a series of islands, too.
So Phoenix becomes the West Coast.
Yeah.
At least down in the southern part.
Yeah.
And then it goes all the way up to the Pacific Rim, where you say Spokane becomes the West Coast.
Well, there's two bays, and the peninsula of land separates the two bays. And you can also see Denver, Colorado becomes a seaport town.
Denver becomes a seaport town?
Yeah, yeah.
What about the Rocky Mountains?
I know. They spoke about that. They explain it much more clearly in the six map scenario, how the series of events actually occur. But in the I'm America map, the very first map, they just indicated through the polar shift and just a total shifting of many of the tectonic plates.
How about the Florida region?
Well, the lower tip of Florida sinks, but there is like an overall global warming that overtakes, you know, in Florida.
There goes my South Beach vacation spot.
Oh, sorry.
Can't go down there anymore. What about the East Coast, Boston, New York, all that?
Well, what was fascinating about that is that they talked about abrupt climate change in that area. That's, of course, the buzzword now today of how we've learned to understand that. But they said there'd be a lot of wind, heavy wind. It doesn't have the problems like we have on the West Coast, but they get very icy cold winds. And they say the winds themselves will break up the East Coast into a lot of islands. And, of course, we talked a little bit about New York, but that will become a bay all in that area. They talked about...
What about the Mississippi? What happens to that?
Oh, that's very fascinating. They talk about Lake Michigan actually in an earth movement breaks open and drains through the whole Mississippi Valley. Of course, because of the 2 years of rain, you have the widening of the Mississippi and the Missouri rivers.
And I assume that while all this is going on, in other regions of this planet, they're being affected too?
I would assume. Although this is interesting. They said the United States would be the first to experience the changes.
Does that include Canada?
I believe so. I believe so. The first to experience the changes and the first to come out of the changes and will give aid to the rest of the world. Now, I don't know if that's just a metaphor for us experiencing, you know, change within or change in social, political, you know, that type of thing. But I would think that once these big changes start, they're going to be everywhere. It's very systemic.